dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Be with you for the next 2 hours on this 10th day of January 2005. Can't get used to saying that one. Got a little clip here that I want to play. I think it might be too long. We'll have to do it right after the break. This comes from 102.5 WDVE. Evidently, it's a rock and roll station. They call it the DVE Morning Show. Jim Krenn, Randy Bauman, Val Porter, Mike Prosciutto, Nick Del Greco. Like that name, Nick Del Greco. But at any rate, we'll play this right after this first break here. I think you'll get a little chuckle out of it. Kind of along the lines of California Dreaming. Well, at least that's the tune, but the lyrics have been changed. We'll play that for you. And a ton of information. I know a lot of talk show hosts will not do this. Well, that's why I have to do most of it. And that's talk about Israel. And we're going to get into what the government knew, when it knew it. There's an Israeli spy operations on U.S. soil, has been for a long time. But, of course, the controlled media won't touch it. That's why I have to do it. It's a massive federal cover-up. What are they doing in America? Why are they in America? What are they doing here? Are they involved in terror? And why is the media so silent? Even CIA Director George Tenet warned top U.S. officials about the danger of Israeli spies operating in the Pentagon and their access to top U.S. military secrets. Folks, they were just ignored. Spies in the Pentagon ignored. Prominent neocons probed for spying for Israel. Richard Perle at the center of yet another Israeli spy scandal. But yet they are still operating inside our government, folks. It's the neocon crowd. Oh, that's right. The roadmap to peace, according to Israel, and that's to destroy all of Islam. And we're well on our way to do that. Can we afford to keep the Israelis as our friends? I, for one, don't really care. We'll take the break, folks. Be back. Ton of news stories surrounding Israel. If that's not your cup of tea, I invite you to tune the station out right now.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
All the gays in my
laws have one catch. If you want to get married, genitals can't match.
But the mayor told Arnold, state law they will not obey.
Here's your new catchphrase. Now California keeps California TV with all these very days.
Mr. President, I want you to amend the Constitution immediately.
To stop gays from getting married?
No. To make it illegal to wear bras in the governor's mansion.
Hey, say it for me. Come on, say it for me.
It's not a tumor.
Wait, weren't you in Rocky?
All the gays in town, are getting hitched today.
California's
pleasing, California's teeming with all these merry days.
Jim Krenn, Randy Bauman, and the DVE Morning Show, WDVE. I don't even know where these guys are out of, 102.5 WDVE. I just thought you guys would get a kick out of that. There is, in this country, ladies and gentlemen, kind of something of a duplicitous nature. You know, I was talking with my wife the other day, and I said, you know, I said, a lot of people have done DVDs, a lot of people have done videos, a lot of people have done a lot of different topics. I mean, gosh, I mean, there's a plethora of them. I mean, there's so many of them, nothing really stands out. Of course, you know, we've got 9/11 and, you know, Waco and Ruby Ridge. We've got, you know, a bunch of stuff. And it's been reported, and it's continuing to be reported on. But one thing, and I've seen other things people produce, like mind control, how the television mind controls you, and, you know, it's this big, involved, how should I say, presentation. Now, what I thought about, because I've never done a video, never done a DVD, never done any of that stuff, really wasn't interested in, you know, because it's, quite frankly, and to promote, I'm not a big promoter, folks. I'm just not. Other people are. They make DVDs and VHSs and, you know, presentations, and that's what they do. And a lot of them are learning to do it well, more mainstream quality, not content, quality. And for that, I applaud them. But nobody has ever done a DVD on the lying media in this country. Now, we all know that they lie, but isn't this what we're trying to relate to people that we talk to? Because they don't want to believe it. Well, why don't they want to believe it? Well, where did you hear something to the contrary as to not to believe what I'm talking about? Or where was your source of information that you won't even consider what I'm telling you? Well, folks, it comes back to your newspapers. It comes back to your television, Hollyweird. It comes back to the people that are controlling the media. And I'm talking about the generals that show up, so, you know, folks that are everywhere. They show up at CNN. Okay? We have military generals running around CNN with suits on. Now, why is that? Well, they're there to make sure of the content of what they put out. But on top of, it's kind of ridiculous because on top of censoring the news, they're there to spin it. Or, more importantly, not report on it at all. So what I think I'm going to do here when I get a little money and a little time is to make a presentation explaining to people, don't trust the media. You know, they're lying. The lying media. I don't know what I'm going to call the thing. But it's going to take me a little while to put this thing together, but it's going to drive home the point to people as to what they're hearing. And I'm sorry to say this, that Dan Rather retired. Oh, you're shocked? No, I just like saying, Dan, I'd rather. You know, Tom Brokaw. Oh, well, that's right. Tommy's gone, too. It almost seems as if they bailed out. Oh, their contracts were up. It almost seems that they bailed out on cue, doesn't it? You know, they've done their damage over the years, and then they just bail. You know, who's going to remember 3, 4, 5 years from now, Dan Rather doing the CBS News? It's going to be a bookmark in news history, and that's going to be about it. Was this guy, anything this guy ever did, was it particularly spectacular? Of course not. It's all bland in its delivery, bland in its message, bland in its content, if it's there at all. So, I'm thinking about doing that. You know, folks, I keep looking, you know, what does Israel give us? You know, we give them, what, $9 billion a year? We give them all the technology, and they turn around and put it on the world market. We're allowing them to spy inside this country, set up their own, kind of like the Willy Wetworks. Oh, that's right, they're hit teams. George Bush authorized them to work inside the United States. Isn't that nice? A license to kill inside the United States. No, it's not MI5. It's the Israelis. So I want to talk about, I mean, this stuff is becoming a little bit more than what they can handle. There's too much scandal. There's too much fact. There's too much going on. Now, why is this important? Well, do you think if we weren't a avid backer of Israel that we would be in the Middle East right now? No. The short answer to that is no. Because we have to have partners in the Middle East to pull off what we're doing. Now, I am amazed. I am amazed how well the controlled medias have stayed away from this. Well, maybe not really amazed, but I'm surprised. So the thought is, with the manipulators and controllers of the truth, they figure their chances are better if they just don't do a news story on it. But here's the problem that they're facing right now. There is the internet. There is radio. No, we don't own any major networks in New York City, nor do we have to. It'd be nice if we did, but they'd probably just send the Israeli hit teams in to slaughter us all if we did that. But just joking. But folks, Israeli spying operation on U.S. soil? Now, this is the scandal the controlled press won't touch. Question is why are they in America? What are they really doing? Are they involved in terror? And why is the media silent? Well, one of those questions, are they involved in terror? Plausible deniability, folks. You don't want to have the FBI, the CIA necessarily firsthand in doing operations inside the United States to further the police state measures that we're seeing right now. So what you do is you rely on another intelligence agency to do your dirty work for you. That puts a safe distance, or so they think, from the criminals and their handlers. You know, although most Americans have been told by the media that Israel is America's best ally, perhaps even America's only real ally, most folks find it hard to understand why Israel has what might be called a grand tradition, even a bad habit of spying on the United States. Now, while there are those who have heard about Israel's intelligence operations on American soil, they tend to believe, quite mistakenly, that Israel's one and only espionage venture against America was the Pollard spy case, first publicly revealed in 1985, when the FBI arrested American-born Jonathan Pollard, a Jewish-American civilian employee of the U.S. Navy, on charges of spying for Israel. Now, many Americans, Christian and Jewish alike, who are devoted to Israel because of religious reasons, said what Pollard was doing was a good thing helping America's ally, even though that Pollard was violating the law by taking classified U.S. defense information and passing it on to elements in Israeli intelligence. However, many American intelligence and military officials felt otherwise, saying that Pollard did more damage to U.S. national defense than any other spy in American history. In the end, Pollard was tried and convicted and sentenced to life in prison, although to this day, extreme enthusiasts of Israel demand Pollard's release from prison so they may immigrate to Israel, where the government has set up a trust fund to help Pollard if he is ever released. Now, all during the Pollard affair, the government of Israel officially denied that Pollard was acting on behalf of the Israeli government. Israel officials said that Pollard was acting only on behalf of rogue agents in the employ of Israel. However, no serious student of Pollard affairs ever believed the Israeli denials. Although Pollard is the only Israeli spy ever indicted and convicted in U.S. courtrooms, there are, as hard as it may be to believe, several additional well-known American-born supporters of Israel, including two top-ranking current Bush administration officials who have been investigated for espionage on behalf of Israel. Both Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and his immediate deputy in the Pentagon, Douglas Feith, were investigated by the FBI on suspicion of having passed classified U.S. defense intelligence information to the Israeli embassy in Washington. The allegations regarding possible treason by Wolfowitz go back to 1978. Feith was fired from the National Security Council in the Reagan administration in 1982 after he, too, was suspected of espionage. Of course, no charges were ever brought against either individual. More on this, folks, right after this break. Important news.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Additionally, talking about Wolfowitz and Pearl, Wolfowitz's longtime friend and associate, Richard Pearl, another leading Bush administration advisor, was investigated by the FBI during the mid-1970s. Pearl, like Wolfowitz and Feith, was suspected of having passed classified information to the Israelis. Stephen Bryan, another close longtime colleague of Pearl and Wolfowitz, was also the subject of a major FBI inquiry into his own dealings with the Israelis after Bryan was overheard passing U.S. defense information on to Israeli officials in a coffee shop at the Madison Hotel in Washington, D.C. A Jewish-American prosecutor at the Justice Department was convinced that he had a strong case against Bryan. However, heavy-handed pressure from supporters of Israel led to the intended indictment of Bryan being quashed. Taking all this into consideration, espionage by agents of Israel is clearly a grand tradition in official Washington. Still, it has not hindered most spies for Israel from receiving positions of power and influence, despite the fact that there are American patriots in the FBI and the CIA, believe it or not, and in other government agencies who have tried, largely unsuccessfully, by the way, to root out the spies. The fact that the mainstream media has, for the most part, failed to detail this highly controversial assessment makes it all the more important that these issues come to the forefront in light of the United States' increasing involvement in the Middle East. Now, folks, I'm going to get into this because this is what this is what no other talk show host is talking about, okay, number one. And we should be, all of us, because we have a real problem here. spies in the Pentagon ignored. CIA told top brass is the Israeli spooks. It told them over 6 years ago. And, of course, what does George Bush do? And I saw this. It was shortly after he was inaugurated. What does he do? Oh, that's right. He holds a little get-together, a little impromptu. And he said it for the Zionists. Yeah. They all gathered in Washington to pay homage to their new friend. Recent revelations of a year-long FBI probe into the Pentagon insider Larry Franklin, a Defense Intelligence Agency official, having startled the United States, revealing evidence that a mid-level official passed classified documents about Iran to the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, a powerful lobbying group in Washington. However, warnings about the Israeli spy in the Pentagon are not new. They were voiced in 1998 by then-CIA Director George Tenet, but it was quickly ignored. Tenet at the same time concerned that the Israeli intelligence service, the Mossad, had a mole deep in the Pentagon, and a concerted effort was needed to root out the traitor. The CIA chief's recommendation fell on deaf ears, despite the fact that there was information showing that Israel had stolen America's nuclear secrets and in the mid-1980s had acquired U.S. naval nuclear codes. Both the Israeli government and the committee have dismissed espionage charges, arguing that the information was not classified and is regularly shared informally. I guess you could say the information is shared informally. Now, AIPAC, which boasts a membership of 65,000, is one of the most powerful lobbying groups in Washington with allies in both the Democrat and Republican parties. Earlier this year, President George W. Bush praised AIPAC for highlighting the most dangerous and greatest challenges of our times and praised its role in exposing Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons. Nonetheless, the FBI probe raises important issues of how much U.S. policy is shaped publicly and perhaps secretly by Israel and its neoconservative supporters in Washington. Franklin, as a former Air Force colonel, has spent two tours of duty as a Defense Department staffer at the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv. Before the latest Iraq war, he acted as a liaison officer during meetings between Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and leading Iraqi clerical figures. Franklin's supporters say that he is a mid-level Pentagon officer working on policy deliberations that are often widely reported in the media and therefore not secret. Some of these deliberations center around arguments about whether the United States should finance Iranian dissidents in order to weaken the rule of the clerical leadership in Tehran. You know, folks, it's not exactly virgin territory over there. Remember the Shah of Iran? That's right. We put him in power. Now, in that capacity, he works under Doug Feith, the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. Now, as AFP has consistently reported, Feith, Wolfowitz, and Richard Perle, former chairman of the Defense Policy Board, calculatingly shaped a pro-Israel agenda in the national security circles in Washington. These neoconservatives, among other things, promoted Ahmad Shalibi, the now disgraced former head of the Iraqi National Congress. In December of 2001, Franklin, the man at the center of the latest espionage claims, had a secret meeting in Rome in December of 2001, with an Iranian with a complex history. I do believe this man's name is Manoucher Gorbanifer. There we go. I even got that. Gorbanifer is a former agent of the late Shah of Iran's notorious SAVAK secret police, which was infamous for its use of torture. In 1985, when the Ayatollah Khomeini's Iran was losing its war with Saddam Hussein's Iraq, Gorbanifer became a tool for the Israelis. At that time, Israeli policy advocated by David Kimchi, a former head of the Mossad, was to secretly supply Iran with weapons. Despite Israel's distaste for Khomeini and his clerical leadership, Israel wanted to keep Iran in the war with Iraq in order to weaken both its Islamic neighbors. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of deal. Now, as for the United States, the Reagan administration was fixated with getting hostages relief from the clutches of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorist organization in Beirut, Lebanon. Remember, Jimmy tried it. He did it as soon as he came into office. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
This David Kimchi, he saw an opportunity to get the United States secretly involved in an arms-for-hostage deal with the Iranian government, even though the United States was providing support to Saddam. It was not difficult for Israel to seduce the Reagan administration into a deal with Khomeini's regime, but a cutout mechanism was needed to protect the U.S. weapons supply line and hide the role of the Reagan administration. The cutout mechanism was provided by Kimchi and the Mossad in the form of a colorful cast of characters. Among them, of course, was Ghorbanifer, as well as Saudi arms dealer Khashoggi, a petro-billionaire, and Nimrodi, who had run agents for Amman. The Israeli military intelligence agency, during his time as a military attaché in Tehran while the Shah was in power, Robert McFarlane, Reagan's national security advisor, did not approve of Ghorbanifer and other cutout characters and threatened to tell Reagan to pull the plug on the operation. As history has shown, of course, it went ahead and became a political disaster when it was revealed how the United States had been suckered by Israel into negotiating with Iran. It later emerged that Ghorbanifer had been used by the Israelis to convince the United States that his impeccable knowledge of Iran and his contacts within the leadership had shown a deal could be done for the release of the Beirut hostages. As it turned out, Iran took the weapons and the hostages remained in Beirut. Khashoggi later asserted that he had lost millions when his Arms for Hostages project collapsed. He had, he revealed, borrowed heavily from BCCI, the international bank that went bankrupt after it discovered that it had been a vehicle for money launderers, drug dealers, intelligence services, terrorists, armed dealers, even Khomeini's Revolutionary Guard in Iran, as well as both the CIA and the Israeli Mossad, an unusual conglomeration to say the least. And by the way, folks, a footnote here. That's right. When BCCI went belly up, who got the tab for that? Oh, that's right. After they were in there laundering money, playing their spy games, the American people were left with a tab. I'm sure the Israelis at least got some satisfaction from that one. Oh, man. The question remains as to why Franklin, the mid-level Pentagon official at the center of the FBI probe, secretly met with Gorbanifer. Was it a meeting organized by the Israeli intelligence? Khashoggi's name also surfaced before the latest Gulf War, after it was revealed that he had lunch with Pearl in France. With them was Harb Asali al-Zuhar, a billionaire Saudi industrialist. Pearl later explained that the meeting was in his capacity as the executive of a company that provided defense and security services. It has therefore come to no surprise to intelligence experts that Israel has been keen to track and secretly influence U.S. policy in Iran. For Israel, Iran poses the greatest threat to its survival because of its determination to become a nation with nuclear weapons to rival Israel's arsenal. Now, I don't know if that's possible, folks, because the Israelis have 400 nuclear weapons with every imaginable delivery system, including submarines. So, I don't see that Iran putting together 400 nuclear weapons. Now, just for the sake of argument here, what if Iran did such a thing? What if they did build nuclear weapons as a deterrent against attack, which Israel has... I think it's pretty well ingrained in everybody in Iran's mind that Israel is just, with bated breath, just wants to pounce on Iran. I mean, it's no secret to those people over there. So here we are, playing patty cake and going, well, we went after Saddam Hussein because of weapons of mass destruction. Never mind the fact that we didn't find any. Never mind the fact that the news media did not cover how Mr. Hussein got all the biological and chemical weapons in the first place to use against Iran. So as long as he was playing patty cake with the U.S. government to destroy Iranians, no problem. But the minute he sours or goes sideways on a few deals, well, then he's public enemy number one. He's the worst since Hitler, don't you know? Of course, that comes from our friends in the controlled media, and we know who they are. Now, Israel needs the United States to take a harder line with Iran and to encourage European allies to do the like. Now, if that requires an Israeli mole within the Pentagon to track and influence U.S. policy in Iran, every effort will have been made and probably is being made to recruit one. Now, this is scary, folks. I mean, this is, to me, this is very scary. Because if you think about this, we have wasted in this go-round, and we can't even be sure that the numbers that have been given to us are accurate to begin with, we have lost 1,300 service members in a war that we cannot possibly win in Iraq. Now, this is not a conventional type war, folks. Many shades of Vietnam. But instead of jungles, we're dealing with city streets and buildings. We're dealing with a population that is living above ground, not below ground, in some little hidey hole with the munitions factories or whatever else. Now, here's a country that we proclaim to the rest of the world, their leadership was just as bad as Adolf Hitler. And never mind the fuzzy allegations about weapons of mass destruction. This guy needs to go because he's an evil guy. Gee, how many countries do you think right now, the people in the various countries around the world think that George Bush is an evil guy and he's got to go? Well, I'm not living in a foreign land. I'm living right here in America, and I say George Bush has to go. The criminal cabal has to go. The war profiteering, murderous son of a guns, the scurrilous little buggers, that is committing the United States resources to do what? Line the pockets of a few individuals, plus, oh, that's right, to be the orchestrators of the roadmap to peace as far as the Israeli viewpoint goes. all of Islam, they wouldn't mind tomorrow if they burn up like a match. They wouldn't care. They would love it. We got a problem in this White House. We have a problem. We had a problem in Bill Clinton's White House. We have had a problem in this country with the Israelis for a long, long, long time. And as I've said before, I won't disgrace good conservative Jews that don't like to propagandize, don't like to change the system, aren't into social engineering. They want to live quiet lives, do their business, and that's it. They don't get involved in politics. They don't get involved in anything. They just do what they do because their host nation, by their own law, they can't interfere with. And since the Jews have gotten a bad rap over the years, you would seem, at least I would, it would seem to me that that would be the best foot forward for all the Jews in the world. But no, enter in something brand new. Let's call it Zionism. And before I get any calls on the use of that term, I already have had the calls. Don't worry about it. We do this as a modern day kind of connect the dot kind of thing. So I won't besmirch good Jews. I make the distinction between Zionist and Jews. And what we're dealing with is a sign, folks, it is unarguably a militaristic, humanistic military state. That's Zionist Israel, of which they have nothing on their mind but madness, mayhem, and murder, of which they have pretty much let the world know that that's what they're doing, and they all do it under the guise of self-protection. Well, do you think? Now, let's put our little thinking beanies on here. Let's be good little doobies here. Let's look through the magic mirror. Do you think, folks, that the Middle East would once again be friends with the United States as long as we weren't over there meddling? I mean, it's on their Christmas wish list, folks, for Israel, just to basically do away with all their Islamic neighbors, or at least have them so tightly controlled. Now, do you think if Israelis stop killing Palestinians and Islamic folks, do you think if they really offered that olive branch and said, look, we're going to have a new tact with this. You leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. Now, to me, the absence of war and fighting would be peace and at least some dialogue, you would think. But that's not where we're going here. And the American media will not touch the issue of Israel. You want to be out of a job in the American media? Say something against the Israelis. With 65,000 lobbyists snaking around in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, what do you think is going to happen when they have their guys on the inside? They have them in the Pentagon. Why do we need the Israelis for anything? Do they have any oil? No. Do they have anything? Are they growing some special crop, or do they have some kind of mineral deposit that is only known to the state of Israel? The answer to that question is, of course, no. So we're dealing with people that want to make war on everybody else. Don't you think eventually that the people that they want to war with forever and ever and ever until they stamp them out of existence is sooner or later going to want a war with the United States? Can't touch its military might, folks. But, you know, military might has not worked in Iraq, has it? They're fighting a war that they cannot win. And today it's 1,300. Next year it'll be 2,300. A couple of years it'll be 5,000. I don't know how long it's going to take to get up to that, 50,000 plus mark that we managed to kill 50,000 plus Americans, 52,000 in Vietnam. For what reason? Under the guise of fighting communism. Sure. Sure we did. Yeah, we'll fight communism when we tell the UN of our strategic military plans. And then that gets relayed back to the enemy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't a war, was it? It was a policing action. Well, now we've declared it a war, but it's still a policing action. The only problem is that the policers are having a hard way to go because the policees want to be one thing, and that's free and autonomous. That's what happens when you start invading other countries and meddling in their affairs, no matter how high-sounding the ideals are. Prominent neocons probed for spying for Israel. Richard Perle at the center of yet another Israeli spy scandal. The recent Israeli spy scandal involving an Israeli lobbying firm and the U.S. defense official, which has rocked Washington, is inextricably connected or linked to the activities of the pro-Israel neoconservative network that has dominated U.S. Middle East policy during the president of George W. Bush. It is no coincidence that in the past years, two key neoconservative figures were also investigated by the FBI on charges of espionage on behalf of the government of Israel. The two in question were the now infamous Richard Perle, the former chairman of the influential Defense Policy Board, and an undersecretary of defense in the Reagan administration, and Perle's longtime close friend and Defense Department buddy, Stephen Bryan, as I reported just earlier. Now, the FBI was monitoring Perle's activities during the early 1970s, when Perle was a top aide to then-Senator Henry J. Jackson, a Democrat out of Washington, an outspoken supporter of Israel, but he was never indicted. However, it turns out now that Perle was once again being targeted in an FBI sting relating to the latest spy affair involving Israel. Perle's friend Brian, however, came quite a bit closer to facing criminal charges because of his activities on behalf of Israel. Beginning in at least as early as 1977, while serving as a Senate Foreign Relations Committee staff member and as a top aide to the then-Senator Clifford Case, Republican out of New Jersey, Brian was under observation by the FBI, suspected of using his post to obtain classified Pentagon information, particularly related to Arab military matters, which the Defense Intelligence Agency suspected Brian was turning over to the Israelis. Things came to a head on March 9, 1978, when Brian was overheard in a private conversation over breakfast with four Israeli intelligence officials at a coffee shop in the Madison Hotel in Washington. It was clear, based on the content of his conversation, that he was providing the Israeli officials with high-level military information. Brian, an American and a U.S. government employee, was heard continually referring to the U.S. government as they and using the pronoun we when referring to himself in the Israeli government. Little did Brian know that another customer in a Madison coffee shop, one Michael Saba, a businessman of Arabic descent, who had been active in Arab American affairs and lobbying on the Middle East issue, recognized him and understand the sensitive nature of the conversation he was conducting with the Israeli officials. Saba reported the matter to the FBI. In due course, a full-scale FBI inquiry into Brian evolved to the point that the Justice Department assembled a 632-page file on Brian's activities. The U.S. attorney handling the investigation, Joel Lister, an American Jew, recommended that Brian be indicted on felony charges of having not only been an unregistered foreign agent for Israel, but also of having committed espionage on behalf of Israel. Now, keep in mind, folks, he's American and he's working for the United States government. Despite all this, Brian was not indicted. Instead, he was told to quietly depart from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee staff, which he did. Appropriately, Brian promptly set up shop in Washington, D.C. as a lobbyist for Israel, as the director of a group known as the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, which emerged in subsequent years as a key facet for the neoconservatives. And yet, despite the spy scandal surrounding them, Perle and Brian moved onward and upward. In the Reagan administration in 1981, Perle was named Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy and quickly moved to bring in Brian as his deputy for international economic trade and security policies. In the end, by the advent of the Bush administration, Perle and Brian have become two of the most influential behind-the-scenes policy brokers in Washington, their links to foreign espionage notwithstanding. Now, do you think, folks, that any reporter would have the guts to ask George Bush, of one of his very few press conferences, why he has people that were spying, felons, working for him in the White House? Do you think if this was known information to the American public, do you think you'd still see the W stickers on everybody's cars? Do you think you'd still have people out there going, well, it was George Bush, he was better than our choice. Our alternative was who? First, it was Al Gore. And then we had Mr. Lieberman and that other sucker that tried to run against him. We don't need him. W is our man. He's an American. He's a Texas oil man. He's a good old boy. Oh, and by the way, he's Christian, too. Really? Do you think he would survive that if the media was talking about it? Do you think he would survive it? Do you think Bill Clinton would have survived the BCCI thing if the true facts of the case came out? That they were laundering money for spy agencies. The Israelis were up to their eyeballs with BCCI. No, because the American people would have been so incensed. BCCI would have had to gotten their money to satisfy a few things elsewhere other than out of the pockets of the American taxpayer. See, this is what happens when you control the flow of information, folks. The criminals stay in business, and the innocent go to jail. And for those people that are coming out and blowing the whistle on them, well, with many prayers and a lot of angels sitting on their shoulders, with the help of the alternative media, we're going to try to crack this criminal cabal. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Thomas is known as the world's foremost authority on the inner workings of the Mossad, is the author of Gideon's Spies. He did an article for AFP and talking about BCCI. Pardoned billionaire pal of Bill and Hillary, alleged to be top spy for State of Israel. See, folks, it's the Hillary Clintons of the world. It's the Bill Clintons of the world. It's the G.W. Bushes of the world that would never, ever, ever get into the presidency, or at least attempt to, or even hold congressional or Senate seats. Or be involved politically in any way. They would be ostracized. They would be political pariahs if the truth be known about their business dealings. I'm going to get into the Mark Rich story here in a second. Folks, if we want to break the back of the criminal cabal, we've got to expose the criminals and their handlers. Can we get this country back? Many people say no. Some people say yeah. Other people say, yeah, we can, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. Well, I'm in that third party. Yeah, we can, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. But it's going to only happen one way, and that's when the American people find out about their lying government and their lying medias, that they're both in bed together, and it's not for the, that's right, the embetterment or the enrichment, I should say, of the American people. As a matter of fact, it's the antithesis of that. They're not guardians or watchmen on the walls. They're spinmeisters and liars for the criminal cabal. And they can buy up as many TV stations and radio stations that they want. Let them spend their money on operations that aren't making them any money. They don't have an infinite supply of money. Let me take one quick phone call here before I take a break for the second hour. Joni in Florida, you've been hanging on for this entire hour.
Yes, and you're doing a great job. And while I was listening to you, but sort of keeping my eye on the TV, guess who's over in Beijing working at a deal with the Chinese over North Korea?
Who might
be? Former Secretary of Defense, William Cohen. You know, it just goes on and on, doesn't it?
It does. It never stops.
Yeah. And then really what I wanted to share with you quick, and it's not really totally on target, but it is right here at home, and that's the promotion and the development of the hate speech crime, the hate laws.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure I'm going to be their number one target boy
right.
for that
Oh,
one.
Yeah. You know, as I was listening to you, I thought, uh-oh. When they pass this bill...
I'll still be talking about it. They'll have to gun me down.
I know you will.
They'll have to shoot me.
Making criminals out of Christians, and it's by Reverend Ted Pike.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got his video in today, and it's excellent. And maybe you could get in touch with him and have him on another day when you want to get in on this.
I had Ted on a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, well, maybe that's when I called up for the video.
Ah, could have been.
Yeah, or he was on with Joyce and Dave, too, I think.
You know, it's amazing to me, Joni. There's not that many good programs out there, and nobody can ever keep it straight of what they heard and where they heard it.
But I know I've ordered quite a few videos in the last few weeks, and one of them being from that Arlington West Films about people putting up miniature Arlington cemeteries all over the country. In respect for our troops that we've lost.
Well, we can show our support for our troops by sounding one message loud and clear and repetitively.
Bring them home.
Bring them home. That's
Bring
right.
Home.
Joni, thank you.
Listen, God bless.
You
and,
too, man.
You take care.
All right.
Wonderful show. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll take the break here. 3210 for our international shortwave listeners is the shortwave frequency. And, there was a truck that tried to drop off 190 boxes today. I think it was one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. They'll be in-house tomorrow. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Second hour.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.